is. It's Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the Tuesday edition. We're crippled, Manwich.
How so?
Someone's taken a billy club to the knees.
What? No,
it's
what?
Actually our phone lines. The toll-free lines are out. So that's the way we're crippled. It's a technological cripple tonight. But if you want to get on with us, you have to know the amplifier line. That is still up and running. And so if you know the amplifier-only line, then you can get on it. Well, actually, you can't right now because we have a call on it. We're going to go to it because this is a show about your calls. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Let's talk to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Brett. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk about what happened in government class today.
Oh, do tell.
There's a class called government?
Yeah, I had to take it when I was in high school.
Yeah.
I think I had
it's actually not a bad story like you're probably thinking it is. Basically, right now we're in the part of the unit which covers third parties.
Hmm.
And
short unit.
Yeah, it is. It's probably just going to be like a 1 or 2 day thing. But anyway, the assignment for last night was to do a little bit of research, and the two websites that he told us to go to was the Socialist Worker Party and the Libertarian Party.
Okay.
So,
nice little juxtaposition there.
Yep. And so I got to school today, and we're sitting in class discussing, you know, the things that, you know, we discovered the previous night for homework. And I was so surprised at the amount of people who you know, just discovered the Libertarian Party for the first time, and they actually, you know, since it was homework, they kind of read up on the principles and the ideals behind the party. And so many people were in agreement with it that, you know, I heard a few people who were like, wow, this, you know, I kind of like, you know, that idea. And we basically ended up spending almost the entire class period just discussing the Libertarian Party and, you know, some of the, basically the principles that it, you know, that it represents.
Now, Brett, I've noticed that everybody's a libertarian until you get to their favorite government program.
Yeah.
Well, these are young high school kids. Of course, they got to start somewhere.
When you read to someone that we believe in, you know, not initiating violence against anyone for social or political purposes.
Right.
It sounds great.
It is great.
That's fabulous. But then
sucked me in.
You start saying, "But we're going to do away with Social Security, and we're going to let anybody carry guns that they want, and we're going to stop the drug war." Holy crap! What? And
it.
You have to explain to them individually each issue why it makes some sense, why it makes all the sense in the world.
Okay.
So,
well, you have to start somewhere.
What did you observe, Brett?
Well, basically what happened was he had an overhead that was, I guess, it wasn't the world's smallest political quiz, but it was some type of quiz put out by the Libertarian Party. It must have been some years ago. It was like a 20-question thing, but basically... the first question was, it was an agree or disagree, and it said, you know, the party slogan or whatever, it says, I do not support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals.
Right.
Everyone agreed with that. It was unanimous.
Sure.
And then we got to the two issues that really stuck out that people couldn't, you know, necessarily agree with the Libertarian Party on was, like you said, the drugs and also gun control.
Mm-hmm.
People were like, well, you can't just, you know, deregulate guns. That's going to...
People will have nuclear weapons!
Yeah, so...
Did you get that far? Did you get to nuclear weapons in class?
No. See, what I was trying to, you know, explain to people some of the, you know, the reasoning behind those ideas, you know, during, you know, when people started saying, well, you can't do that, I started to, you know, I began to say, well, you can, here's why, and then the teacher would be like, oh, we got to go on, you know, because he obviously probably just didn't want me spewing off my political...
So are you kind of, were you kind of the libertarian superstar in the class?
I guess you could say that.
You were the advocate.
I mean, it was probably obvious that I already, you know, was a libertarian.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just thought it was really cool that, you know, so many people who had never even heard of it before, you know, just from reading up on it, you know, for, you know, half an hour one night, suddenly are like, wow, that's kind of a cool idea.
Did anybody show an extended interest, perhaps come and talk to you after class or ask, you know, where they might be able to get more information?
No, not really, but, I mean, who knows, because we're not necessarily done with this unit yet, so right. I'm sure I'll probably get some more chances to...
Are you a senior?
I'm a junior.
Okay.
I'm actually the class that I'm in. Is a senior class, but like as you know, I just moved. And at my old school, it was a junior class. Here, it's a senior class.
Got it.
So I just kind of wanted to finish up the semester. So,
I see. So are most of the kids in the class 17 or 18, like somewhere in there?
18. Most of them are 18.
Hmm. Now, has the class gone through the portion where they're encouraged to register to vote? Because typically when you're in the government class and you're 17 or 18, they have this advanced registration thing. For the 18-year-olds, it's current registration. For the 17-year-olds, you can kind of advance registration.
Yeah.
Have they kind of pushed that on you quite yet or no?
Not that I've seen, but maybe okay. It's later in the year. Maybe they already did it before I moved to this school. I'm not sure.
I gotta say, man, I really am impressed with that. I mean, spending that amount of time on third parties. I remember when I was in government class, I think there was one sentence about the Libertarian Party in the book, and that was it. I mean, it was never talked about in class. It was never even fleshed out at all. So
yeah,
you got quite
The thing is, the teacher, you know, had all the opportunity he wanted. If he wanted to, he could have spent time on, you know, the Socialist Worker Party, the Green Party. Those were the parties that he only mentioned for one or two sentences. And then, like I said, we spent the entire class period today, you know, discussing the Libertarian Party. I thought that was awesome.
Now, libertarianism is really growing in the United States, especially among young people.
As it should.
Yeah, young men seem to be really picking up the torch for libertarianism. And I've drawn in my mind.
We've got some great young women that are also into the libertarian.
I'm not saying that at all.
I don't think it's fair to just single out guys.
Have you been to the
Shrine of Female Listeners?
If you look at the demos, men care more about libertarianism than women do. That's all.
Kids don't care a squat about politics, period. I mean, you're talking about a real slim demo here anyway.
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
The parallel I wanted to draw is between the Communist Party of 100 years ago mm-hmm. and the Libertarian Party now.
Hmm.
Now, everyone would say that the Communist Party was pretty unsuccessful.
Oh, no.
Wait. Did the Communist Party get anyone elected?
Well,
anywhere?
They weren't successful in electing.
Libertarians have gotten people elected.
Okay.
Now, the Communists, no go. But communist ideals, pervasive in America today.
Oh, yeah.
What if, in 100 years, the Libertarian Party never, you know, goes any farther than getting a few people elected, and we've already been more successful in our, you know, 30 years or whatever,
somehow influence the big parties.
Yeah, what if we can really change the how America's done?
I think we can definitely really change it. I mean, change is inevitable. Change has to happen. Whether or not the change is towards more fascism and control or more towards liberty is the ultimate question.
Either way, we're going to move more towards liberty.
Well, you think?
Well, if there's more fascism, at some point or another, Americans won't put up with it.
That's true. The pendulum will swing the other direction.
It'll be another Glasnost or whatever it was when the Russians were in the streets of Russia demanding change.
Brett, are you still in your third-party section for tomorrow's class, or what are you going to tomorrow?
I believe we're still in the third-party section.
Ah, you can continue to stir it up. You know what you ought to do? Yeah. You ought to bring in some quizzes. Print out some world's smallest political quizzes.
Definitely.
You should bring in some Free Talk Live flyers.
Hey, now
pass them out to the class. Tell them, if you want to find out more about libertarianism, listen to
that
show.
That is good thinking. And of course,
I might do that, actually.
You know, we've got those flyers on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the update.
Take it
easy, man. You can chime in on the amplifier line. It is available for you if you know the number. Toll free line's down and out tonight. All right, so it is your show. You bring up what you want, but still to come here tonight, Canada's throwing away possibly legalizing marijuana. Good news out of Michigan about a violent video game bill. Good news about it. We'll share that with you. Also, whores in Atlanta. Plus, you've got some sort of chemical story, man, which about chemical crop dusting or destroying drug plants or coca plants or something like that. Also, we'll go to Massachusetts right now, though, where the bureaucrats are busy, as always. It's the wonderful text-to-death state of Massachusetts. Well, now, according to the Globe, every Massachusetts resident will be required to have health insurance as of July 1st, 2007. The bill's going to the governor for a signature, and we'll give you some details coming up. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Here it is, folks. The 2006 Red Book. The most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control via the amp line tonight. Toll-free lines out of commission for the moment. We're hoping to get those back up within the next day or two. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki. It's our newest feature on the website, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's actually turning out to be quite popular, Manwich. I believe we surpassed 500 articles in the wiki.
Wow.
That was all created by you, the listeners. And you can go and you can edit the wiki, you can add to it, you can change things. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and explore it. There's information about us, there's information about the show, the issues we talk about, some of the callers even. wiki.freetalklive.com. Speaking of callers, we go to the phones and we talk to Triddle. We'll talk about the Massachusetts health insurance thing coming up. But first, Triddle in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hello, sir.
Well, I'm calling to give an update about the smoking ban at my college campus.
Oh, yes. You go to, was it Clark College or something?
Clark College in Southern Washington. That's correct.
And they're banning smoking. No exceptions. There's no smoking zones. You just cannot smoke on campus, period, correct?
That is correct. And smoking is so dangerous that they've banned chewing tobacco as well.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so they're just totally fascist.
They just don't want any nicotine at all.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently that's the plan.
Is caffeine acceptable on campus?
Yeah, well, they have carts that sell coffee. They would never never get rid of that.
It's Washington, after all. Now, when you say chewing tobacco, does that include snuff and
skull
packet things?
Is
bandits?
It snuff chewing tobacco?
No.
You can dip snuff or you can snort it.
You snort tobacco?
Well, generally,
you snuff.
It would be very finely ground if you were to snort. snort Copenhagen. You could.
Yeah,
but you would have
so
very...
So it's kind of like ground like cocaine, that sort of thing? It's essentially black cocaine?
You know, I've never seen the stuff you put in your nose.
Wow.
Yeah, that snuff by definition is finely ground tobacco.
Fascinating.
So, in any case, the school has taken great lengths to let everyone know you can't smoke there. They've put up these neat little signs on every window, by every door, that says no smoking anywhere by anyone at any time. But just showing how stupid they are for banning smoking in the first place, you know, not very smart when 15% of the population smokes.
Yeah.
The stickers that they put on there are the kind that are temporary. They pull right off because they're only stuck on with static electricity.
Right.
So quite a few of them have gone missing already, and today is the first day the ban is in effect.
Now, you are a smoker, correct, Chittle?
That is correct, and today I smoked on the campus.
How did you conceal your activities?
I didn't. I didn't even bother.
Really?
Yeah, and in fact, I went outside one of my labs, and we just started smoking with me and about five or six other people.
What's the punishment?
They can fine you, apparently.
Did you agree to that in your contract when you actually signed on to the, you know, when you actually signed your agreement to go to the school? Did it say in there that we can make up whatever rules we want and even charge you for breaking them at that point?
You know, I must admit I didn't bother to read every little detail, but I'm sure that's in there.
In all likelihood, it says something to the effect that you will obey the rules of the campus,
right.
And if you are given a fine, you've got to pay it.
Or else what?
Well, I think the only repercussion that I can think of is that they would withhold my diploma. But the joke's on them. They already taught me the information, and they will never take that away if they withhold my diploma or not. I will always be smarter than I was when I started.
Good point. Good point. So you're willing to risk your diploma for your habit, correct?
Well, I'm willing to risk a diploma for the stupidity of the situation. That's what it's for.
You're putting it up on principle, essentially.
Yeah, basically.
And you're not the only one. There's other people that were engaging in smoking with you.
That's correct. And when we were smoking, one of the faculty, who's a smoker, came outside and said, "Wait a minute, all you guys are smoking. I'm taking all of your names." And then he reached inside his pocket and pulled out a cigarette and lit
awesome.
It up.
That's great.
That's excellent, Triddle. Any other fun stories for us?
No, but I have a request, actually.
Oh, okay.
I would like Manwich Keel that I sent him, because that's actually the second blog that I've written for the new torture protest blog, and I'd like to find out if I'm an idiot or not.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Manwich, I sent you an email about Fox News, and they admit that torture doesn't work.
Right.
And I'd like you to read that and get your opinion, because I'd like to make sure I'm not an idiot, you know?
Well, we'll consider that. We can't read all emails, Turtle, but we thank you, man. Thanks for the call tonight. The Amplifier line is open. Obviously, we get so many emails in here, we can't read them all.
It's a good one. I have it at show prep.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do we want to do that now?
You want to do it now?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like we've had a good dose of Turtle at the moment. We'll hold off on that. Because we want to talk about Massachusetts here. Massachusetts passed, not quite, they're close to passing it. The House and the Senate has passed it, and it's heading to Governor Mitt Romney's desk, who, by the way, he's a Republican, for whatever that's worth. Every Massachusetts resident, according to the Boston Globe, would be required to have health insurance as of July 1st, 2007, under this particular bill. Unveiled by legislative leaders, it aims to increase coverage in phases over 3 years to include 90 to 95% of the uninsured through the insurance requirement for individuals, along with a new assessment on employers that don't cover workers, and creation of private subsidized health care plans for people who can't afford them on their own. So this is a three-pronged approach here, Manwich. Are you following me?
Yes.
You've got the requirement just saying, you must have health care, for those of you that can afford to go out and buy it. The employers that are going to be assessed if they don't cover their workers, and then subsidized health plans for the poor people. A 145-page bill is the result of more than 4 months of occasionally bitter negotiations. And so here they are. They passed it. Romney is has says he's been opposed to a payroll tax, but he stopped short of saying he would sign that facet of the bill. He said he had no major objections to a proposed $295 per employee charge on employers who don't provide insurance, a component designed to raise about $45 million per year.
Wow.
And here's how he gets by this one. He says he's not for a payroll tax, but he's okay with a $295 charge. In fact, he considers it an assessment or a fee. It's not a tax.
Yeah. Doesn't matter as long as the government's getting money. We'll call it whatever you want,
yeah,
people.
They do that all the time. Oh, it's not a tax. It's just a fee. It's an assessment. Do I have to pay it? Yes. Yes, you do.
Or we'll put you in jail.
The distinction's important to Romney, who many expect to tout the health care plan on the stump as he moves towards a possible presidential run, because he would suffer politically, apparently, if Republican anti-tax advocates determined that he supported a tax increase. So apparently the Republican anti-tax advocates are so easily fooled. This is all it takes to fool the Republicans that are sitting there. They're the bean counters, right? The ones that are really going through all of the bills that are passed, and they're tallying up all the new taxes, and that's not a tax. It's an assessment. You can let that slide. Well, I mean, are these people really that dense?
They want to be fooled.
Apparently so. According to, House Speaker and the Senate President have been at odds. They stood side by side finally yesterday during a State House press conference and proclaimed the final bill was a true compromise.
It's so beautiful when the politicians can get together and agree on how to tax us.
This guy is almost crying here. This is a very historic moment in Massachusetts. We'll be able to, in 3 years, hopefully, virtually ensure every man, woman, and child in this commonwealth. It's a commonwealth of Massachusetts. It's not the state of Massachusetts, by the way. What's that mean, anyway? Commonwealth.
It's just some
term. We pool our wealth into the common pool and then take out from it according to the diktats of the bureaucrats.
Yeah.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Your comments on the Massachusetts situation. If you have the amplifier-only line, our toll-free lines are out at the moment. This is Free Talk Live. We'll explore this more coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control via the amplifier-only line tonight. That's your only option because the toll-free lines are down and out. If you don't know the amp line, well, you're obviously not an amplifier. We'll tell you more about how you can be an amplifier a little bit later on. Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. Oh, boy, do we have archives. In fact, we have over a year's worth of archives.
6 days a week
for a year. On the front page of our website, there's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just go and get them for free. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join America's Second Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, and of course, talking about the Free State, that is New Hampshire, which is just north of where we're focusing on right now, Massachusetts. New Hampshire, by the way, I believe is the number one or number two healthiest state, one or the other. I wonder where Massachusetts is on that chart of healthy states, or least healthy or most healthy. Well, it's going to be getting worse wherever it is, because the government of Massachusetts is about ready to pass a mandate that every single person in the state have health insurance. Now, that doesn't sound too bad on its face. I mean, why wouldn't you want to have health insurance? It's a great idea, you know, keeps you safe in the event of something unexpected happening. It's a sensible thing.
Sure, healthcare is wonderful.
The problem is forcing people to do these things. The problem is when government gets involved in anything, costs skyrocket. In fact, they usually go beyond anybody's predictions. And if costs are skyrocketing, it means it's more difficult for the economy to get along. You know, businesses are going to have to be paying a certain amount of money in order to cover all of these health care expenses.
Some will go out of business. And that's just the way that is.
The government doesn't care about that.
No, they don't care.
In fact, let's look into their plan a little bit here. The government's plan is calling on individuals, businesses in the state, and federal governments to do more to bring health care to the state's 500,000 uninsured residents. They claim that their plan would cover about 92,000 people by bringing more people onto MassHealth, their local Medicaid program, by expanding eligibility for children and enrolling eligible adults who haven't signed up yet. They're going to cover another $200,000 by offering free or low-cost private health insurance with sliding scale premiums. We heard from Matthew in Massachusetts the
other day. It's actually free.
Let's see. Oh, gosh, now the Boston Globe's locking me out of the rest of the article.
As though it's actually free, though. I mean, you're not giving free or low-cost health care to somebody else. You're just charging other people. That's all. Whether the government's charging the other people or whether the insurance companies are forced to charge the premiums to other people because they have this regulation on them, doesn't matter. It's communism.
You know, I liked when Matthew called in a few weeks back to talk about health care in Massachusetts. I don't know if it was just health care. I mean, he might have been talking about auto insurance. He was talking about insurance. And he pointed out that comparing, for instance, Massachusetts to New Hampshire, the companies are running out of Massachusetts. They're running away. Because they don't want to deal with the bureaucracy anymore. They don't want to deal with the mandates anymore. The mandated coverage package plans, they don't allow people to really pick and choose the coverage that they want. They have to offer certain coverage to everybody.
Right.
And it's a heavily regulated industry in the state of Massachusetts. And Matthew was pointing out to us that the result of this heavy regulation is less choice for the consumer. So if you live in Massachusetts and you want to buy insurance, you don't have as many options as some people in other states states do, where there's more competition because there's less regulation. So now Massachusetts is heaping it on even more. Okay, here's our new program. We're going to charge you businesses $300 a year, those of you that aren't insuring your employees. You're going to have to pay $300. Actually, it says $300, but it doesn't say per year, so as far as I know, it's per month.
Well,
but
what you're pointing out here is that I don't know if all the politicians are thinking this, but some of them realize it. Some of them realize that what they're doing, in fact, is running the private corporations out of business. And then the state is going to have to administer the health care in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And they get the added bonus, the little Benny, of saying, the private sector failed here.
They ran out on you. Where'd they go?
Yep, the private sector just couldn't give you health care. But the state can. So now, you're going to wait 6 months to get a heart operation. You're going to wait a year to see the doctor on, you know, for your annual checkups. You're going to have to schedule a year in advance. It's going to take all the choice away from people, and people are going to die.
Yeah, that's right.
They are going
to
die.
Well, there's good news to temper this. It's not good news in Massachusetts, but it's good news in New Hampshire.
Right.
There was some scumbag representatives that put up a proposal for New Hampshire to have mandatory health insurance for employers to be providing, mandatory to be providing it to their employees, sort of like Maryland did, where Maryland has mandated that 4% of all employers' payroll go towards health coverage.
Uh-huh.
So somebody else copycatted that idea
the
in
Maryland
New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they copycatted it, and it got shut down. I mean, an overwhelming vote shut that out. So that's good news. The New Hampshire people, their freedoms are still being protected.
Well, there's good news and bad news in that. The good news is that New Hampshire's still freer. The bad news is that people from Boston are going to move more to New Hampshire and commute to work in Massachusetts. And then these Massachusettsites that think that taxes are so great, it's just that Massachusetts for some reason isn't as good as New Hampshire. they're going to bring their socialist values to New Hampshire.
That's true. They already are.
Yes.
They're called massholes. And they're already coming up there. They already are migrating. And that's why we need to get there quicker. That's why the Liberty Movement needs to move in and make a difference as soon as possible. Because if we're there agitating for freedom on a consistent basis, these people are either going to, A, get the message and come with us.
Right.
They're going to either, you know, come our direction, or B, they're not going to come there, period. Or they're going to leave if they're already there. I'd like to see a mass exodus of all the socialists that exist in New Hampshire. Get out.
Most people are socialist because that's what they hear is the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, healthcare is a good thing.
Good
Taking
point.
Care of old people are good, is a good thing.
Sure.
All these things are good things.
I'm for helping people, absolutely, on a voluntary basis.
But they don't get it. You know, I mean, government is the solution to any problem that can't be fixed or is difficult to fix.
Or any perceived problem, yeah.
Any perceived problem that is difficult to fix. So that's just where people go. As they hear the libertarian message, and they will more and more in New Hampshire as more libertarians move in, they already have people elected in their house as libertarians. You don't see that anyplace else. Massachusetts is the libertarian utopia, the heaven, as it were. That's where we're all moving to.
New Hampshire.
What did I say?
Massachusetts.
Did I? Oh, my mistake. New Hampshire is. So they're going to hear more and more libertarian messages.
That's
and they're
right.
just going to begin to believe them because they hear them.
Good.
Just like they believe the socialist stuff because they hear it.
The difference is our propaganda is right.
I believe that.
So there's a story from Massachusetts. Things are getting much, much worse. In fact, if I had the rest of the article in front of me, which I don't because I'm locked out of the site at this point, there's a point about how they're actually planning on doing the enforcement on this one for the individuals. For instance, there's a requirement in this bill that's going to mandate that everybody have health insurance. So if you're someone who can afford it, and I guess they'll determine that by your income tax returns because Massachusetts has a state income tax.
Right.
So if you're someone who's deemed to be able to afford health insurance, it doesn't matter to them if you're just barely making your mortgage payments, if you're just barely, eking by on your car payments and you're having a tough time with life, doesn't matter. It's mandated that you can afford it. We see you're making $70,000 a year. You can afford this health insurance. If you don't buy it, then they're going to punish you. And there's actually a list here of what exactly they're going to do to you.
Wow.
If you don't buy it. After they mandate it. We'll come back. I'll log into the site and get that to you. And coming up, workers and retirement, they're overconfident. We'll explore that. It's Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and, most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. For just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the show. If you know the amplifier only line tonight, toll-free lines are down and out. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. And we have the Shrine of Female Listeners as well. Dozens of ladies. Dozens and dozens of them, over 70 at this point now, have sent in their photos, validated photos, most of them. That means that they've proven in the picture that they listen to the show. And you can see what I mean by going to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. And ladies, we haven't had a new Shriner in a few weeks now. We've been kind of dry. It's sort of, they come and they go. When we get one, there's usually one or two right behind her.
Right. There's little bunches, like grapes.
Yeah, it's just like the retail business. When one customer comes through the door, there's five more right behind him, but after they're gone, the store's dead for an hour. Anyway, so that's what's going on. It's a Shrine of Female Listeners Free Talk Live.
I've noticed, being in ad sales, that when I go into a store trying to sell ads to a client, that's when the customers come in.
Of course. So we're talking about this Massachusetts law that's about ready to be signed by the governor that's going to mandate health insurance for all individuals in the state.
That'll fix everything.
Apparently they believe it will. I mean, the rah-rah cheering by these bureaucrats, these elected officials, is really silly. We'll share some of that with you. But I want to tell you what the punishment is. If you're an individual who decides you don't want to have that mandatory health insurance,
for whatever reason,
what's going to happen to you? Well, as for the requirement on individuals, according to the Boston Globe, those who don't get coverage would first lose their personal income tax exemption. Now, I don't live in Massachusetts, so I don't know what that means, but it doesn't sound good.
It means it's going to cost you money. It's a fine, essentially.
Yeah, I guess maybe it's like a homestead exemption down here in Florida when you own and live in one house.
Right.
You get a break on your taxes, essentially. So this is probably some sort of a break on your income tax.
Right, in all likelihood, if you earn, say, $25,000 or less a year, you don't have to pay any taxes. Now, I don't know what the number is. I'm just making it up. But anybody who makes over $25,000, they pay personal income above $25,000. So that's the exemption.
In this case, the exemption will go away if you decide you don't want to buy income tax or you don't want to buy health insurance for yourself. And they say eventually you could face a yearly fee that you might have to pay to the state equal to half of the lowest cost available health insurance plan.
We will show you about avoiding our rules.
That's right, because in Massachusetts, you don't own yourself. In Massachusetts, you're a cog in the system, and they're going to do with you as they please. If they deem that you need to have health insurance, you darn well better go get it, or else you're going to have to pay fees and fines, and if you don't pay those fees and fines, we know what happens. We talked about that earlier with the cigarette ban. They're going to throw you in jail. That's how it works. And then how's your health going to be if you're in jail anyway? I hear it's really cold in there.
Not very good, I would imagine.
So that's a great idea. Let's take everybody that doesn't decide to go with the flow and buy themselves this health care plan, fine them to death. Then when they don't pay the fines because they're destitute for whatever reason, we'll throw them in the clink. That'll show them. That'll show them that'll teach them a lesson for not wanting to get health care.
We have ways of making you comply.
That way everybody else in Massachusetts gets to pay the costs of taking care of the people in jail when they get sick.
Well, I don't suspect that any of them, very few, will actually go to jail for refusing.
No, you're right.
But it'll just
they'll
be
just pay.
That many more. It's just that little freedom that floats out the window.
Oh, and
just another little one that disappears.
It's important to note the real benefit to this plan. It creates a new entity to administer the new subsidized health care program.
Absolutely.
And to help businesses and individuals find suitable plans. So a whole new state government bureaucracy will be created as a result of this.
Jobs and money, it'll be wonderful.
And listen to them.
And they're not doing anything. They're not creating anything.
No.
They're not creating wealth.
They're moving money around and taking a good chunk for themselves.
That's what
they
do.
That's
doing. What the government always does.
Oh, listen to the gushing governor on this particular case. Today, Massachusetts has set itself apart from every other state in the country.
They've turned a lot pinker.
An achievement like this comes once in a generation.
Oh my God! Yeah, this kind of crap could only happen once in a generation. This kind of boondoggle could only happen once in a generation. And the last one was the Big Dig. The Massachusetts has
still
a
going.
Lot
still
to be
going,
proud
by
of.
The way.
A lot to be proud of. They're a bunch of pinko socialists.
I'd like to point out again,
the governor's the biggest one.
He is a Republican, though.
I don't care. Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter.
I know.
That's
just like
a lie.
I just like to point that out to the Republicans listening and think their party means something.
That's the lie that the Republicans have believed for so long. I believed it and believed it and believed it. I believed in small government. But I know better. Now I realize that once the government, Republicans are in control, they love taxes and they love big government just as much. They like a different kind of big government, but it doesn't matter to them.
Senator Edward Kennedy says, I think a lot of people in the health community understood that this was a special moment and we shouldn't lose it or miss it. I found at the end of the day, when it really counted, we were inspired to do the right thing. The right thing and create more laws. More laws and mandates and regulations on the people because they're just good little sheep and they'll go along with whatever it is you order them to do. I've had it with this crap, Manwich. I've had it with it.
Well, fortunately, we don't live in Massachusetts and anybody who wants to live there can just have it as far as I'm concerned.
Stay there, please. If you like what you're getting in Massachusetts, don't move up north or whatever you do. Don't move to New Hampshire.
Well, they like it, but they don't want to have to live under it.
It's disgusting. All right, well, enough of that.
It's always not the idea of health care or whatever idea that it is that people purport. It's the implementation. If I could just get this particular group of politicians in, then it would work. That's what people think. But no, we've seen time and time again, it's your politician group, too.
Coming up, terrorism. We'll talk about that a little bit. And torture, a positive news story. Somebody's actually done something in a somewhat pro-liberty manner in one state, Michigan, as a matter of fact, in regards to violent video games. We'll explore that with you Also on the way, if we, I don't know how much of it will fit in here, we got teen sex in Atlanta, teen whores, as a matter of fact, Canada throwing out medical marijuana, and more. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show if you've got the amplifier-only line. That is only available if you're an amplifier. And you can become an amplifier by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Amplifier means that you're helping us amp the show. Advertise, market, and promote. That's what AMP stands for. Essentially, it means you're voluntarily contributing $3 a month to the show. And we take the $3 in, turn it right back around, and turn it into industry advertisements for Free Talk Live. We turn it into internet advertisements. We get the show on more stations. We get more people listening, and therefore more people coming across the message of liberty and freedom. It's a good thing, and it's totally voluntary. So get more details at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, good news, Manwich.
Yes?
It happens from time to time in this country, and we try to bring it to you when it does. This from the state of Michigan. Violent video games law has been thrown out. According to the Entertainment Software Association, Michigan bill that was signed into law by the governor, which was intended to restrict the sale of certain video games to minors, is unconstitutional and cannot be implemented. So it has been ejected.
It's always the activist judges doing these kinds of things.
In this case, it was indeed a judge that threw this out. His quote here, essentially, he's got a few quotes here, but to boil down what he has to say is that according to the research that he looked at, studies haven't proven any evidence that the relationship between violent video games and aggressive behavior exists. So it's that kind of teetering board here where the judge is saying, well, there's no evidence, so I have to throw this out. Essentially saying, give me some evidence.
Right.
So for some reason, it was labeled unconstitutional because it was thrown out, but it would be constitutional if there was some evidence? Huh?
Right.
I don't understand that.
Like in countries where there are handguns, more people are shot.
Yeah, every country has handguns.
But where there's more handguns, more people are shot.
Oh, okay.
But wouldn't you agree?
I guess.
Sure. So therefore, we must get rid of guns.
Ah.
That's the kind of thought process that goes on here.
Right. So now you've got the CDC, which is investigating violent video games. Remember, Johnson gave us that report a few weeks back?
Right.
The federal government has been commissioned, I believe, by Hillary Clinton to the tune of $90 million.
Because that's what it takes.
Right. To investigate whether or not violent video games have an effect, some sort of negative effect on kids. Gosh, what's their results going to be?
That video games have negative effects on kids?
You think?
And we'll outline a few of them. Here they are.
Yeah.
They make you grow breasts.
And all the judges...
they make you lethargic.
They make you forget.
Yep.
All the judges around the country are going to seize on this, and the legislators are going to seize on this in the states around the country, and they're going to say, this is it! The evidence we've needed! Kids are being mind-warped by these video games. We must pass laws now, forthwith. And so it's good news for now, but I don't predict good news in the future.
Lies, damn lies, and statistics. They're going to use it in their favor once again.
Triddle's email. Let's see if we can boil that down here. What's his point?
I was watching Fox News recently, and they covered the release of Jill Carroll, the American journalist who was kidnapped by terrorists in Iraq. Prior to her release, her captors shot some video of her denouncing America. I think it's funny that Fox News made an effort to point out that Jill's remarks were made under duress. It's true, when held captive and threatened, the words coming out of one's mouth can't be trusted. This is as true for Jill as it is for anyone else in the world. So if Fox News is going to put out that torture makes American citizens lie through an American citizen lie through her teeth, then why don't they point out that using torture to interrogate prisoners at Guantanamo Bay will never yield fruitful results?
Things that make you go... Hour number three is on the way. Retirement. Got some statistics that are kind of interesting. Americans are a little overconfident, apparently, about their retirement and their ability to save. We'll touch on that. Plus, we got sex and drugs on the way, too. That's good stuff for hour three. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you run...